Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth Radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
Well, and looky. Welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth Radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea, and as always, it is a privilege and an honor to be with you. We're going to do something different today. We're going to start with the good news first, just to get you amped up. And if we had a soundboard or if we had a producer, this would be the moment where you would hear crickets. There you go. That was the good news. As has been forewarned and foretold by yours truly and a handful of others who dare to call out the fact that the emperor has no clothes, or in this instance that the emperor has no brain, the Robinette Biden administration is turning out to be an unmitigated disaster. And I'm sorry for smirking. I didn't mean to, because it's going to get ugly. It's going to get very, very ugly. And I'm very sad that it's going to get ugly, because I'm living here too. I know some of you asked, why are you still in America? Do you think there's any place that's better? This is the one thing that people who took the last election so lightly and who were so smug and lackadaisical about everything didn't understand, or still don't understand, because let's face it, an IQ of 30 understands very little. But this was it. This was the last place where you could call it freedom, where you could pursue happiness, where you could work hard and make something of yourself. No mas, kids. There's no place to go. What am I going to do in Romania? Wait for the Russians to attack? Only a matter of time. Bible says it is. So here we are in these United States of America with a man who could barely blurt out a sentence as the commander-in-chief. And although most of the nation being, either on uppers or downers, smoking weed or taking a, mental health day, wanted to really believe the man in the adult diapers, they weren't scared of this inflation thing. Anybody who called it out, and if you go back to the programs, they're still on YouTube for now, Gino has them archived. I started talking about inflation and hyperinflation. Oh, I don't know, 6 weeks ago. American Prophetic. There you go. I should actually call the podcast American Prophetic. We'll do that. We'll switch the name from Light of Truth to American Prophetic. Maybe that'll get a little traction, get all the former Beth Moore fans who realize that they got duped by her to vote for, a man in mental decline that's destroying the future of their children. Maybe they'll hop on board then and stop trying to contact YouTube to say that they feel slighted because I called somebody fat. I didn't call anybody fat. I said if you're fat and you're willing to get a jab of an experimental vaccine just to get a free donut, then good night. I know. I still don't know what community standard I violated. That's how, call it honest, this program is. Look, I'm a chunky fellow. But I know that I'm chunky. I don't have this misguided trope of I'm just body positive. No, I'm fat, and when I get too fat, I go on a diet and I lose 60 pounds, and then I start eating again because food tastes good. So you do you. But don't try to tell me that if you're pushing 850, you're body positive. When you're layering three large pizzas like you're making a sandwich and chomping it down in 15 minutes, sorry, kid, there's something wrong there. But, yeah, I still don't know what community standard I violated, but we did. And so you're going to have to make the extra effort to click on a link to listen to this. Now, if you're too lazy to click on a link to listen to this American Prophetic podcast, this American Prophetic program that will tell you what the future holds for people with short attention spans, you know, 4 to 6 weeks tops, because who needs prophecy that spanned 200 years? Who needs prophecy that spanned 1,000 years? American Prophetic, we need it now. If it doesn't happen in 24 hours, I don't think that was a prophecy from the Lord. Oh, well, some days, you know what? Some days I feel like throwing in the towel. And the only reason I don't throw in the towel is because I know a handful of other people that have the same sentiment. And I know self-importance alert here, but in my own way, I think if I stick it out, if I keep drudging along, if I keep doing the do, as the kids like to say, if I come on here every week and tell you the hard truths, maybe the other ones will stick too. I don't know. But I'm not going to give up the fight because it's a fight worth fighting. And I know that we're right. And I know that they're wrong. And as long as I know that I'm right, that we are right, that we tell the truth, even if it costs us everything, then it's worth pushing through. Because, man, I tell you, you need to, and again, since we got the good news over with, let's get to the crunch. Because you need to understand what's coming. Now, this is not American Prophetic. I'm not talking about 4 to 6 weeks, but give it a year. You need to understand this. You need to prepare yourself. You need to prepare your home. You need to mitigate the situation as much as humanly possible because it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt bad. All right? Because I've read the emails from some of the, you know, uber smug retirees. I voted for Biden because he's not offensive and he doesn't tweet mean things. I don't care what the economy does because I got my pension and my retirement. All right, smarty pants. I know. You've lived life. You were there to shake Abe Lincoln's hand, and I respect you for it. But you know what? You done defecated upon the bed linens this time because let me tell you a little story. When prices begin to go haywire, and they already have in some sectors, but this is going to be an across-the-board thing. When you're paying $1.50 for an egg, when you're paying, oh, I don't know, what did I say, what was it, 3 months ago, I said gas was going to be $7 a gallon, and somebody wrote me, I think you're just trying to scare people. Stop trying to scare people. It's not going to be that bad. I'm upping the ante. I'm thinking $8.50 now. So when gas is $8.50, when a gallon of milk is $11, when everything you buy goes up in price by at least 50 to 150%, and that's just a start, how comfortable are you still with your pension and retirement? Because that number ain't going up. Sorry, it's not going to keep pace with the inflation. It can't. So all the smuggies, there you go. I know. Thank you for listening to Beth Moore so that she got a chance to see how flowing Dr. Jill's hair was and how amazeballs Lady Gaga's outfit was. I hope starvation was worth it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. That's the simplest terms in which I can put it. It's coming and no one can stop it because every single person in government right now has never held down a job. Anyone in power doesn't know what it means to make payroll. Anyone in power doesn't know what it means to run a corporation. Anyone in power doesn't know what it means that if you have to pay somebody $10 more per hour, then that money's got to come back to you somehow. Otherwise, you're operating at a loss, which means you might as well shut your doors. Because I heard this from the ruling class when people say, well, I can't find anybody to work. Unemployment is paying more than I can afford to pay them. Well, then just pay them more. It's from the mouths of people that have always been sucking at the teat of government since they were old enough to vote. Mr. Robinette Biden, the man in the adult diapers who sees himself as the leader of the free world, has never, ever worked in the private sector. Let that sink in. I know. Beth Moore, what have you done? Too late. That ship sailed. Hasta luego. Wave goodbye. Because they have power and they're not giving it up. See, they're willing to fight dirty. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to employ violence to get their way. And we're still here trying to be gentlemen. It's not gentlemanly. I am sorry, sir. It is not gentlemanly. Well, then you're going to lose. Because the only way to rustle a pig is in the mud. If you don't want to rustle the pig, then don't rustle the pig, but the pig's going to rule your life. I just had to cough. No, I don't have the Rona, but apparently this year allergies are going to be fun because my eyes are itching. I'm sneezing. At least I don't have boogers yet. So, you know, small favors. Little things make me happy now because there's not going to be much joy to go around anytime soon. So what do we do? Because let's get back to it. I'm trying to help you. I am trying to help you. And if you want to know what to do, you can invest in my course for $129.99. And that'll tell you everything you need to know about preparing for the future collapse of America. No, I kid, of course. But there's people that are selling them. I maybe it's because I earn a living doing something other than this that I've never been tempted to sell out. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But man, there's people selling out left and right. Prepare for the future. Get our package now for $184.99 or three easy payments. Look, the best thing you can do to protect against inflation and hyperinflation is have assets, hard goods, whatever that might be, whether it's a home or an orchard or some land where you can plant some corn. We're going back agrarian, kids. But we're going to be agrarian with AR-15s trying to protect ourselves from all the city slickers that think they can come and take your corn. Because, you know, equity and stuff. I said it a few times before, and I will say it again because it needs saying. You still have no idea what you've done, do you? As a nation, as a people. As Beth Moore fans who fell hook, line, and sinker for that, I don't believe in nationalism. Beth Moore made her millions. She could give a care about you. While you're sitting there trying to see if cockroaches taste good, Beth Moore's going to be all right. While you're waiting in line hoping to get some gas so you don't have to walk to work because some illegal's going to mug you and stab you in the liver, Beth Moore's in her home office tweeting, or wait, she's not tweeting anymore. She's in her home office answering emails to lonely and frustrated housewives who as yet don't know what their prophetic calling is. If there is a silver lining in any of this, it's that it'll cure the stupid right out of many, many people. Because, okay, do you understand that if there had been a gas shortage during Trump's 4 years, all you would have heard 24/7 on every television and every smug reporter would go, how are they going to fix this problem? Because apparently some pipeline was hacked, there is a legitimate gas shortage on the East Coast. Gas stations are closed, shut down, because they no tengo gas. I'm sorry, no tengo gas. And some of you are going, well, so what? People get to stay home. Well, not so fast, pussycat. Because, see, you're having the same reaction as the retirees who were smug had about Mr. Robinette. He's our age. He's got the liver spots to prove it. He wears Depends, too. I can relate. I know. All you drink is Ensure, so your food bill's not that high. But if Ensure goes up to $40 a can, what you going to do? Because it's not just your Ensure. Electricity, gas, everything is about to shoot to the moon. Thank you, Mr. Robinette Biden. I know we have a transgender HHS secretary, and she's beautiful and brave. That makes it all worthwhile. So this is what's happening on the East Coast right now. There's people that can't get gas that might want to go to work, but they can't because they have no gas, and they're thinking to themselves, if I walk through my neighborhood, I'm likely going to be a homicide victim. Because guess what? New York and all the other, you know, states run by the brilliant left that Beth Moore so adores have done. They have stripped their police force to the bare bones. Now, the criminals, and I know, shame on them, criminals that they are, didn't think to themselves, well, since there's less police, maybe we should commit less crime. On the contrary, when the criminals saw that there was less police and Auntie Gemma was still walking around with her purse that might have a couple bucks in it, you take the hammer to Auntie Gemma's forehead and you steal her purse because likely no police is going to show up. Do you understand that all the people that think themselves of superior intellect trying to build a utopia are mentally deficient, bordering on retarded? The only thing they know how to do is tax more, spend more, and hope that you, the guy with the blisters in his hand, is still strong enough to wake up and go to work and produce something so that they can tax it. All these smug elitists, they've never earned an honest penny in their life. We're spending billions of dollars on museums and art exhibits. Where are those billions coming from? It's not the smug elitists that are ponying up. It's you, the taxpayer. We need a symphony. Bunny, where shall we go if there is no symphony? Then fund the symphony yourself. Huh? Oh, no, that's not us, no. I think it should be a collective endeavor that we profit from. At some point, average citizen will have enough. And it hasn't gotten bad yet. I know you're thinking to yourself, $100 for a sheet of plywood? What do you mean it hasn't gotten bad yet? Give it a second. So, let's say the gas shortage continues just a smidge, and it extends. I know it doesn't affect you because you take the bus, but where is the bus going to get gas? And where are all the trucks delivering food to the stores going to get gas? Oh, now you're seeing the ripple effect that it can cause, aren't you? It's not just the problem of people with cars. And I know, I guarantee you, this basically is a self-inflicted wound, yet some smug 30-something with a septum piercing that's on the news is going to come out and say, see, we told you, you should have bought an electric car. I guarantee you, it's going to happen. Don't believe me? I'll share the link on YouTube when it does, because it's inevitable that somebody will try to make the correlation between the gas shortage on the East Coast and the fact that there aren't enough people buying electric cars. This has nothing to do. Look, the first day in office, the diaper wearer in chief shut down the pipeline that was supposed to keep us energy independent. I know you don't hear these things on the news because they're still trying to protect them. You know what? At some point, you can't hide the bodies anymore. At some point, it'll get so bad that even the most libertine and liberal individuals whose only news du jour is CNN are going to sit there scratching their heads going, they're lying. Honey, they're lying. Now, what many of them won't acknowledge is the fact that they've been lying to him for the last 5 years. But that's neither here nor there. So let's go through the list of all the things that have gone wrong within the span of 36 hours. Palestinians and Israelis, at it again. The problem was solved. Do you understand how big a setback this is? The issue between the Palestinians and the Israelis was solved. Yes, the big orange menace himself solved it. He got other Muslim nations to accept Israel as business partners and such. And eventually the Palestinians would have had to come to the table, because that's called leverage and pressure, things that people who actually run companies and do stuff understand. You use pressure. You use leverage. Because sometimes pressure and leverage is the only thing people understand. So, Israel and the Palestinians are at it again. A lot of fireworks in the air. But hey, at least they're getting some good use out of the dome. And even though Mr. Robinette himself said, anybody worried about inflation is just a Republican trying to sow fear. We're strong and vital, just like me, after a little blue pill. Well, oddly enough, Mr. Robinette Biden was talking out of his patoot because he's retarded. And now, guess what? Surprise! Consumer prices jumped 4.2%. In case you are not aware, 4.2% is a lot. He's not a little bit. He's a lot. I know, but he said it wouldn't. Again, everyone in the seat of power in D.C. at this moment, including Janet Yellen and these people don't understand economics. They think they can just bleed the citizen to the point that the citizen just hangs himself. And then, hey, one less mouth to feed. Consumer prices jumped higher than expected. No kidding. In April, data from the Department of Labor showed Wednesday. Wait till you get a gander at May and June. The consumer price index climbed 4.2% annually in April. Compared with March, prices rose 0.8%. And you're thinking to yourself, that doesn't sound so bad. In 2 years, you've got 24%. And that's if it keeps this rate. It won't. Because we've pumped so much money, just cheap money, printed money into the economy, that it had to eventually come home to roost. It had to eventually devalue the currency. So now if you've got savings in dollars, that's the worst place to be. Because that's just going to, the value of it is just going to go down. Well, let's say, okay, I this is not an economics show, but I'm trying to open your eyes to the reality of what's coming so that you understand it. So you won't be bewildered by it. Let's say you have $100. And let's say that you go to the store and for that $100, you buy your groceries for the week. Fast forward from the beginning of this administration, and you have that same $100, but what you would have bought for $100 back in December or January is now costing you $130. That means that your currency is worth less than it was in January. Eventually, it'll be cheaper to use singles to wipe than it will be to buy toilet paper. So let's get back into this. Because they excluded food and energy categories. I do the shopping in my house. I've noticed the prices ticking up. Tick, tick, tick. Every week you buy a little less for a little more. But hey, Beth Moore had her day. And she was able to revel in the beauty of Dr. Jill Biden. So eat less. You should lose some weight anyway. The annual inflation figure is the largest increase since 2008. Now, I know we all have short-term memories. Long-term is non-existent. We're American prophetic, after all. But do you remember what happened in 2008? Because I was around. So were you, if you're listening to this program. Do you remember what happened in 2008? Well, 2021-22-ish is going to make 2008 look like child's play. Because you have about a dozen other things layered one atop each other that will affect how badly this economy is going to tank. But hey, that's okay. Joe Robinette Biden is here to reassure you.
Yeah, you got nothing. Yeah.
And that's a message straight from the president. Now, let's get back to this. Economists had forecast a year-over-year gain of 3.6% and 0.2% for the month. Excluding food and energy categories that can be volatile month to month, core CPI rose 0.9% compared with a month ago, three times faster than the estimate. See, don't bury the lead is good advice. It rose three times faster than they estimated it would. Excuse me while I sip from my beverage. The inflation numbers came in so hot for April that they exceeded the top of the range of estimates of an analysts surveyed by EconoDay. It shows you how much analysts know. I guarantee you, a mother of four who clips coupons and goes to the store and does the shopping, or even yours truly, who goes to the store and does the grocery shopping consistently, could have told you what all of these supposed economists and analysts missed. Things are getting more expensive quickly. Very, very quickly. That's what's happening. It's called inflation. But I know, you smug old people in Florida sipping on Mai Tais, sitting in retirement communities, waiting for the Viagra to kick in. We got our retirement and our pension. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Because what you think is comfortable now is likely going to be barely making it in about 6 months. At some point, some young transgender government official will look upon your wrinkled flesh and go, why do we need all these old people anyway? And then maybe hire Governor Cuomo as extermination minister. I don't know. Just a thought. The annual numbers may somewhat exaggerate inflationary pressures. It's not an exaggeration. Go to the store. Do you remember when milk was $3? Do you remember when eggs were $3 a dozen? It wasn't that long ago, but I know, short-term memory, American prophetic. The annual numbers may somewhat exaggerate inflationary pressures because of extremely weak numbers a year ago when the U.S. economy locked down in an attempt to contain the spread of the COVID. Officials at the Fed believe that this so-called base effect will last only a few months and that inflation will be transitory. Yes, I trust the officials at the Fed as much as I trust Mr. Robinette Biden. They're trying to get people not to panic. That's the only thing that they're doing. You can't, there's no getting around this. You can't put this off anymore. This, my dear friends, as the kids like to say, is baked into the cake. So now the only thing to truly look forward to is the pain, because the pain is coming. So what can you do? Don't be liquid. That's the best advice I have for you. If you think cash is going to save you, cash is going to become a worthless thing. Look up what happened to the Weimar Republic back in the day. Because there's a good chance that history will repeat itself. But on the bright side, no more mean tweets, so there's that. We can all get back to normal. Well, if you think that hunting rats and, you know, having rat kebab is normal, then back to normal we go. Used car prices jumped 10% in April, which the Department of Labor accounted for about one-third of the overall rise in CPI. Compared with a year ago, used car prices are up 21%. We're talking about used goods here. They're up 21% year over year. There has been a disruption in the supply chain. There will be a ripple effect because of the disruption in the supply chain. In the past, rising inflation has usually led to higher pay as workers have demanded and received raises to keep pace. In fact, inflation can't really accelerate for long without sizable wage gains, and here's where they try to turn it all around. Hey, don't worry about it. You might get paid more. You're not. Why? Well, let me tell you. If you're still gainfully employed and you're thinking, hey, inflation's not a worry because I'm going to make more bank. Reason you're not going to make more bank, quote unquote, is because El Border of El Estados Unidos, the border of these United States, have been thrown open. Yes, by Mr. Robinette Biden and his ilk. And the message has gone out. Vamanos, vamanos, arriba, arriba. And everybody and their cousin and their mama and their baby is flooding over the border. Now, these people are coming to America, some of them to suck off the teat of government because they're actually handing out pamphlets of how to apply for government aid to the people crossing the border illegally, not getting checked for, you know, the Rona, even though now there are companies mandating that if you want to stay employed, you must get the prick in the arm. You got better chances of dying from the prick in the arm than you do from the coronavirus, but hey, those are just semantics. Do it. Do it. If the free donut didn't work, maybe joblessness will. So you've got an influx of people coming across the border who are more than willing to undercut any American citizen and work por cheaper manis. Now, I'm not talking about the multinationals and the big corporations, but the multinationals and the big corporations have ways of getting around wage increase. Look at Walmart. Have you seen the standard of hire at Walmart? There was a lady in an oxygen tank and one of those automatic chairs trying to help me find the barcode on a plastic bin I bought last week. I had to explain to her what a barcode was. Gainfully employed by Walmart. So, I don't want to scare you, okay? Be calm. Be happy. Uncle Joe has this under control. He is the man, after all, who defeated Corn Pop. And if he can stand up to Corn Pop, he can stand up to inflation. These people will never be affected. I'm sure Hunter Biden's bringing in the millions already because daddy's president now, so his price target just went up. Hmm? Look, there's a reason this is being allowed. They want to get as many people as they can dependent on the government apparatus. They want to get as many people as they can dependent on the government dole. And once you have them, once you have those people lock, stock, and barrel, once you have those people dependent on you, well, then you have permapower. If you don't know what permapower is, it's basically permanent power. Now, I know, again, I don't mean to pick on the rising phoenix, folks, but there comes a moment in time where the hole that you've dug for yourself is so deep that nothing can get you out of it. Not even the rising phoenix. Look, do you understand what this administration has done in 3 months? They still got a ways to go, kids. And I'm trying not to be a pessimist here, okay? I really am. Because I'm usually a happy-go-lucky sort of guy. If the hope of the Republican Party is now Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner, I'm sorry, I'm bailing ship. Just as I'm not about to call that Fruit Loop that's HHS Secretary brave and beautiful, I'm not going to call Bruce Jenner brave and beautiful. And it's not like I'm blaming the Republican Party. Because look, the Lutheran Church has just elected the first openly transgender bishop. So it's all going on a slip and slide down to the bowels of Hades. And the only thing that we need to be concerned with in light of Scripture and what it says is coming and what we're supposed to do, what sort of men ought we to be, knowing that the end is nigh? That's the open-ended question. No, I'm not fearful. I'm not scared. I'm not even mildly concerned. I knew this was coming. I'm going to do what I can to protect my family and trust that God will do the rest. But for me to live in this fantasy world of Donald Trump riding in on a unicorn with an M16 and taking over the White House in a couple months, or that the church is finally going to see the light and repent, every indicator is showing me the opposite. Well, Brother Mike, you just got to have a little faith. What? See, really? We're going to that. That's the last-ditch effort of desperation. Isn't it? You just got to have... It's because you didn't believe that it didn't happen. But you believe. So is my faithlessness in an absurdity more powerful than your faithfulness in an absurdity? Oh, I know. Now you're just being mean. Anyway, a regional body of the Evangelical Lutheran Church. By the way, if you're a Lutheran or a Methodist still, if you still send these people money, if you're still tithing to the Lutheran Church and the Methodist Church, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. You have a good life. You have a good journey. May God be with you, but I cannot. So, as I was saying, a regional body of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has elected the first openly transgender bishop in the liberal mainline Protestant denomination's history. The Reverend Megan Rohrer, who uses the pronouns of they and them. Let that sink in. We are legion, they and them. The Reverend Megan Rohrer, who uses the pronouns of they and them rather than gender-specific terms, was elected Saturday to head the California-based ELCA Sierra Pacific Synod, or Synod, as the Canadians say. So, it's California. You people deserve it. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. So, maybe Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn, can have the Reverend Megan Rohrer, who uses the pronouns they and them, over for a chat about freedom of religion and whatnot in the governor's mansion. My eye hurts. I can't. Honestly. Look, the church and the world have been in a perpetual tug of war. Imagine that. On one side, there's the church, and on one side, there's the world. Now, the church's job is to drag the world towards, you know, normalcy, conservatism, morality, whatnot. The world's job is to drag the church towards, I don't know, electing the first openly transgender bishop in the Lutheran Church. So the question is, who do you think is winning the tug of war? Is it the church? Do you think the church is winning the tug of war? Do you really? I'm not seeing it. But I know I don't have faith. That's why I'm not seeing it. Look, if the people who claim to be of God are utterly morally bankrupt, if the people who claim to be of God know the Word of God, don't know God himself, understand that right now the church has become a propaganda tool for the godless. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is now distributing a handbook on sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression to its member churches. Oh, you thought I was done? No, nay. See, because all they need is a foot in the door. They elected the first openly transgender bishop. Well, now let's convert everybody. So the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is distributing a handbook on sexual orientation and gender identity and gender expression to its member churches. I know, you're thinking to yourself, but have they run out of books on Jesus? Have they run out of books on repentance? Have they run out of books on denying oneself and picking up the cross and, you know, crucifying the flesh? But that's so passe. Now we need books regarding social, sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression being distributed in the church. That whole Jesus stuff, that was 50s, 40s, 30s, 70s. No, we're going to remake God in our own image, and he's going to like it. We're going to tell you what is permissive, even though the Word of God says it's not. Trust us. We're your local synod. The handbook defines gender identity as a person's innate, deeply felt psychological identification as a man, woman, or another gender. Huh? What other gender? Pray tell, Lutheran Church. When God created Adam and Eve, did he have a little extra clay and let's throw a few other genders in there? We are marching towards destruction, children. We are marching towards destruction while the church is merrily playing along. The band doth play, and the fools doth dance. This is hilarious. A person's innate, deeply felt psychological identification as a man, woman, or, another gender, which may or may not correspond to the sex assigned to them at birth. Because, hey, science, you know, who needs it except for coronavirus? Shut up and put on your masks. Gender identity is different from the term gender, which is typically used with reference to social and cultural differences rather than biological ones. Gender expression, the book says, is the external characteristics and behaviors that are socially defined as either masculine or feminine, such as dress, grooming, mannerisms, speech patterns, and social interaction. These norms vary culturally, yet there is but one hell. So, I don't know, maybe hell has its own Lutheran wing. It's possible. But this is, look, if there's no mass exodus from the Lutheran Church after all of this nonsense, tell me again how the phoenix shall rise again on wings of repentance. It's just a question. I'm sorry, I cannot have something more happy for you. But it's coming. And it's going to be here sooner than any of us would like. I know, there's a handful of you that are, let it come! Well, no. I enjoy the sun every time it's out. You should too. Because at some point, darkness will descend. And if you don't enjoy the sun while it's out, when everything is consumed by darkness, you will look back on every opportunity you had to revel in the sun. And you will weep. So the only thing that knowing what is coming does to me is it makes me appreciate today just a little more. It's unsustainable. It's a house of cards. And this house of cards is about to come crumbling down. I'm not telling you this for you to fear. I'm not telling you this for you to lose your mind, get pessimistic. This is the reality of where we are. Where we go from here, I think we are starting to see the direction we're headed in. Can there be a miracle? I believe in miracles. Of course I do. Will there be one? Given what's happening in the church, let's just say that I am highly skeptical. No, there is no revival without repentance. And right now, rather than repent, rather than turn our faces towards God and humble ourselves, we're trying to normalize perversion. We're trying to normalize transgenderism. And soon enough, I know, it's never going to get to that, Brother Michael. Now you're just a fearmonger. Give it a second. Soon enough, they'll try to push the acceptance of pedophilia again. Because they tried once and they were rebuffed, but let's face it, this isn't that generation anymore. See, the devil's happy taking ground in increments. And that's what he's been doing for a very long time. Anyway, I'm sure next week we'll be happy again. It will be so much good news. We'll have an episode dedicated to good news. Because as Mr. Robinette Biden said, in order to encourage and calm us all, hello, baba, lila, bala, bala, bala. So take that to heart. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening. If you've got anything to say, Gene, the floor is yours.
Well, I'd like to say that this is what's going on in Venezuela, and I think we're headed that direction. This is what 1 month's wage will buy you in Venezuela. 1 month. A half a burger, 24 eggs, 300 grams of coffee, kilograms of tomatoes, and we're talking not all of that with 1 month's wage. That's individually what 1 month's wage would get you. 6 kilograms of sugar. Oh, with 1 month's wage, you can get 3/4 of a piece of pizza. You can get 2 liters of orange juice, a half a kilogram of oats, and 1.7 kilograms of potatoes. Welcome to socialism. Maduro's socialism. And that's the same way it's headed towards in America. As Mike said, I was just in New Jersey. 1 4x8 sheet of plywood is $100. You cannot find electronic parts. If your furnace breaks down or your, you know, electronic things in your home break down, most likely you're going to be told to buy a new product because they can't get the parts. Lumber very easily. Try to build a deck right now and pay for that. So this is what we're headed towards as a country. And they say that if you go to McDonald's in Venezuela, a burger will run you, you know, like 2 months' wage. And this is the sad thing. This is what happens when the wicked rule. And surely the wicked are ruling. I doubt 1 million times over George Washington would let any of these monkeys that are leading our cabinet, not one of them would be allowed in the cabinet of his presidency. And so we're in trouble as a country. And as Mike said, look what's going on in the church, the Lutheran church. They're really, most churches like that, they're dead. The Holy Ghost left them long ago. And it's like 1 hour of being in a museum. So we really need people to push back. The Lutherans need someone to say, hey, this is wrong, and have a Micaiah or have a prophetic voice speak out against this. Same with the Methodist Church. Their denomination is splitting over gay marriage. And all the African Methodist churches have literally said, we will not forgive this, and they're breaking away. So, occur 100% with what Mike said. America's in great jeopardy. And please check out the handyhelp.com website and get the warnings out while you can. Thank you for listening to The Light of Truth.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth, with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all